That's a beautiful piece. And we do believe in all the gifts that God has given to his church and to his people, and that was inspiring. I can't wait to see the improved version. 5 years from now, 10 years from now, God is good. God is good. And the church is not just a training ground. Church is not just a preparation place, but it is the place. What do you say? I have been thinking about giants lately, and as I listen to some of us, I realize that I'm not the only one that's facing giants. We all encounter giants each day. We encounter them on our jobs. We encounter them on the train. We encounter them at home. And yea, we encounter them in our mind. So as we running is not an option, but in order to be victorious, facing them is the only option. So I'm going to ask you to stand with me as I read 1 Samuel 17, verse 24 through 27 and 45. Verse 24 reads, "And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man," meaning Goliath, "they fled from him and were sore afraid. And the men of Israel said, 'Have ye seen this man that is come up? Surely to defy Israel is he come up. And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches, and will give him his daughter, and make his father's house free in Israel.' And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, 'What shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine, and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine, that he should defy the armies of the living God?' And the people answered him after this manner, saying, 'So shall it be done to the man that killeth him.'" Let's go to verse 45. Then said David to the Philistine. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. Father, speak to your people today. May flight give way to faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are faced with giants every day. Giants come in all form and sizes. And one thing is sure, giants are enemies. Giants are bullies because of their size. They like to pick on little people because clearly they are the biggest one in the room. They like to intimidate and to cause fear. And so it was in the time of Israel that we find a giant named Goliath. A giant is anything that stands between you and what God has called you to do. I'd like to take my time and work with this thing called giant. You see, many of us believe that story with David and Goliath, it's just locked away in the Bible, and we meditate on it now and again, but there are lessons in it for our everyday life. One thing is sure, we cannot face our giants in our own strength. If you try to match, just imagine trying to match Goliath's strength. It is impossible. It takes something outside of you and I in order to face our giant. And therefore, when we come to church, we receive some of this juice, Sister Stevenson. Not the one that is made with ginger or tamarind, but we receive this juice. This juice which is filled with the Holy Ghost. And it is only in that strength and power, supernatural power, that we can match the strength of our giant. When we pray, we do not pray for fashion or for just to look pretty or to sound good. But we seek to connect with the omnipotent one, the one that created the heavens and the earth, the ruler of everything that is. So we do not seek to match or giants on their ground, in their strength, but only in the name of the Lord. Flight is reasonable and natural when we face a giant. The armies fled, but David stood. I'm going off script, but I'd like to say to our young people and to our seasoned saint that one person can make a difference in an organization. I hope it's you, and I hope it's me. The Philistine army had at the time one giant, which was the champion of Gath, that created fear in the armies of the living God. The church was frozen. The church took flight because there was no one able to challenge this giant. He knew he was big and bad. And there was no one found to challenge. There is, on the enemy's side, one person made a difference. But look at how God works. God sometimes don't use the biggest. The Philistine used the biggest. God used the smallest. The youngest son of Jesse, God prepped him and placed him before Goliath. And David was ready. Something boiled up in his spirit when he heard Goliath defy and curse God. And this little boy's word was, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Who is this?" He didn't see his size. He just heard the dirt. He just heard the vomit, smelled the vomit coming from his mouth. And David was ready. And God was ready. How we see our giants make a big difference. How we see the giants that we face daily makes a big difference. Difference between failure and success. Sometimes we can't trust our eyes.
You know, there are some individuals who like to repeat what they see, as if you don't have eyes for yourself. The problem is not what you see, Elder, but it's how you interpret what you see. If you see something big and tall like Goliath, and you're struck with fear and flight. But when we look at the giants in our lives through the lens of faith, the lens of faith pretty much put them in the box where they belong. Because there is nothing and no one that is bigger than God. Amen. And so, I have some giants. You have some giants. We all have some giants whose purpose is to intimidate. Even on the train, as you travel to work each day, you do have demons who ride the train. And when you see them, you just want to run. But facing running is not an option. In order to defeat them in Jesus' name, we need to say a prayer. And we need to stand our ground. In Jesus' name. And so, the giants that I have a challenge with today are the institutional giants, those that have been around for a long time. Plague in your home, plague in our church. Giants that defy God Himself. Giants that oppose the cause of Christ. Giants that seek to not just put the people of God to flight, but to defeat us, to kill us. These giants, as people of God, I believe sometimes we talk about the devil too much. We give him too much credit. We talk about him more than we talk about God. We are praying to God, and yet still we're talking about how bad he is. Take a page from David's book. When he saw this big thing, he said, "Who is this uncircumcised?" We need to define our giant properly through the lens of faith. On our jobs, the devil planned people on our jobs just to get under our skin. And flight is not an option. We need to face that thing in Jesus' name. What do you say? Amen. Giants might be intimidating, but they are not invincible. They do fall. God uses unlikely He uses little things and little people. I like to be small, Elder Collis. Why? Somebody said, small axe, fall big tree. This is what the Bible says about the children of Israel. When God called them, or when God called them and used them, they were not the biggest. They were not the brightest. In other words, they were the smallest. And the reason why God likes to use small things and significant things, because all the glory goes back to Him. Maybe the reason why God cannot use us today is because the glory, we're keeping it to ourselves. We need to give God the glory. We need to give God the glory, church. I said we need to give God the glory. As we come together and worship each week, it's not about us. It's about God. If after we have left worship and God is not pleased, we haven't worshiped. And maybe that's where the power is lacking. Because when God is worshiped and God is pleased, people will be feared even coming into this center with certain thoughts. Certain thoughts that are unlike God, you'd have a dead body going back outside. We talk about fear. We don't want God to show up. We wouldn't want God to show up like He did during the time of Moses. When Moses came down off the mountain, the people says, you know what? You go and talk to God. We don't want to see Him. Some of us are just too casual with God, including Pastor. But there is something in the David Goliath story. Where God is able to turn the battle with one little kid who is full of faith, who sees the giant just for what he is, a foul-mouthed demon, big bully. Who need to know who God is. And so as a church, my question this morning, is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything too hard for God? I must tell you, the first day that I came here, I was ready to take a break from ministry. But when I walked upstairs and saw this little fellowship hall. I said, no, man, this place need to be extended. I don't know. Maybe that's what's keeping me here. Brethren, our lives and, well, the church must reflect God. And oftentimes the church reflect the people. We need to step up. The church sometimes do not reflect the size of our God, because the people are not ready. In terms of our mindset, we tell ourselves we can't, this giant is too, but there is nothing too hard for God. Not even looking at my notes today, because the Pathfinders going to be looking at me soon. There is nothing too hard for God and no one too hard for God. How we interpret things and giants make a difference. If we see the giant and we become fearful and flightful, then it's over. But if we see the giant and we face the giant and we speak to the giant in the name of the Lord, using the words of the Lord, and speak to the giant in faith, let the giant know we're not running, but we are here on God's mission. Then there is nothing too hard for God. No giant, no building, no pastor, no member, too big for God. There is nothing we can't accomplish in Jesus' name. And so, I know I have some giants, and you have some giants. But with this story today, our giant, we can face anything, anyone, because he who is with us is bigger than any giant. And so my prayer is, may we walk victoriously. May we talk victoriously. May we walk and talk as if we've been with Jesus. Because there's nothing too hard for my Jesus and for yours. Face your giant.